Very interesting. But, we love those old words.
They was, I never first heard any family, anybody ever think about Michigan. My kids are not going to that church because, see, the church's school actually originated in the Bible study.
Uh-huh.
That's what school started.
Yeah.
But now we can't even have the Bible in a school. We're so sanctified and so good, we don't need what we started with. Because, see, the country was based and founded on the Bible. The people left Europe, England, to come over here because they were unsatisfied. They weren't happy with what they was teaching over there, so they came over here with the Bible study to come to have a Christian nation. Now then, they don't want us to have anything. It is fast becoming, I'm afraid, like some of the other countries where, well, my children are all in mission work, and I've got a granddaughter and grandson, I mean, and son-in-law with two kids in the mission field now, and I don't dare tell anybody where they are because they're in the country that they are there. And it's just pitiful. And we're well aware of that every day when we see the Iraq War and whatnot.
So the school was at first a church?
Well, school was first started in the churches.
Uh-huh.
And the textbook was the Bible.
Uh-huh.
That's the only textbook they had.
So people learned to read on it instead.
Learned to read on it, abide by it, and live by it, and trust in the Lord. But then we got this and we got that. We've got to the point where school teaches if it feels good, do it. It's all right. Well, I've got just a little bit of sense, but I got enough to know better than think that's right.
So was there a church out here in this area near to your farm?
That one, see, this is lot 370, and that's 318, and the church is just right up above it. In fact, the church is just over behind the big, right behind the big high school up there now.
Is it still standing?
No, it's been gone. See, in 1930, they started building a new school at Crabapple. And in the fall of 31, I believe it was, we started in the Crabapple School. And when the Crabapple School started, then that one was done away with. Well, somebody converted it into a house for a while, and then later on tore it down and built another house up there. And now that one's gone.
So there's nothing left of that church anymore?
The church is still there, yeah. The old original church is still there. Inside is still there, but they've bricked it and a few things. But the inside is still the old original church.
Wow.
Called Mount Oliver.
So I guess when you were coming up, you were considered a country boy, huh?
No, I wasn't considered one. I was one. See, they was my mother died when I was less than 2 years old. And then when I was about 5 years old, my dad married Dr. Witter. And she had a car, and we already had a car. So when they got married, we were a two-car family.
Wow.
We had a 26 and 27 Model T model.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
when most people didn't have one car.
No. The only telephone company, any communication as far as the telephone company, was about a 10-by-10 building in Raleigh. And there was a girl stayed in there, and she was called Central. You call Central. And all these, we had maybe 15 or 20 people in this area had phones, but they built their own telephone line.